Hi, continuing the hour, we're joined in the studio by a couple of special guests. We are joined by Dr. Tim Miles, the Executive Director of the Triangle Disability Awareness Council, and Michael Meisel, who is with the Cardiovascular Health Education Campaign, recently partnered with the Disability Awareness Council. And they're here to talk about what they do and upcoming initiatives for the year and how you can help them continue their work. Dr. Miles, Michael, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you for talking with us.
This conversation presented by the Triangle Disability Awareness Council, and you can get more information on them at triangledac.org. So, Dr. Miles, let me start with you for just to get us started, an overview of the Triangle Disability Awareness Council for folks who don't know. Who are you? What do you do?
We are the appointed advocacy group, which provides technical training under the American Disabilities Act, and we advise the mayors and commissioners about issues of access in the local area of Orange County and Chapel Hill and Carrboro. We've done that ever since 1999 when they started, in some form or facet, making sure that people are aware of the needs of people with disabilities.
What is that? What has that entailed in the last 20 plus years?
Well, specifically, we recognize businesses such as yours for their outstanding commitment to generating awareness, hands-on participation, and Ron Stutz was real good about that in coming to our events and either speaking or I think Ron even cut a couple of cakes for us at one point. But that, and in particular, the last years have afforded us an opportunity to do, I guess, about 300 trainings now on the four titles of the American Disabilities Act. And I and selected professionals, mostly attorneys, have participated in providing that technical assistance as it relates to employment access, local governmental access in terms of buildings, websites, you name it, it's there. And that's basically public accommodations. And then helping the people who are deaf and hard of hearing be connected as well, because that's a crucial element in terms of what we do to make sure everybody feels included. So the trainings, the workshops in those particular areas, and then the greatest thing is to start doing technology training. Mm-hmm. And that's been dear for me for a long time, being a user of the special products. The training is one particular piece. We're looking for people now who would like to be part of that training. And I think they said the first 25 will get some free training. So if you're interested in it, then you need to get up with us at triangledac.org.
Speaking with Dr. Tim Miles, we've also got Michael Meisel in here from the Cardiovascular Health Education Campaign. And what does your work entail, and how does that dovetail with the Disability Awareness Council?
Yep. So our work, it all started about a year ago. One of my friends from high school and I, we started this nonprofit hoping to raise cardiovascular health, cardiovascular awareness. And we first started off by partnering with local food pantries, making flyers, distributing them. We're both from New Jersey, so that was our starting point. Distributed flyers in over 11 states across the country. So
awesome.
A couple months ago, one of my colleagues asked me, what's next? How do we expand next? And so we thought about it, and then I was like, how about we provide free blood pressure screenings and eye exams? Because blood pressure screenings, obviously diabetes, hypertension, a lot of people with those problems have high blood pressure. And then the visual exams, I thought, was an interesting addition to it, because a lot of people with diabetes, hypertension, they also have visual problems such as diabetic retinopathy. So we put those two things together, and we had to reach out to different organizations, reached out to the Triangle Disability Awareness Council. That's how I partnered with Dr. Miles, and it's been great. We started like a month ago, started going in people's homes, delivering the screenings, and it's been a success.
That's fantastic. So what got you interested and involved in that issue in particular in the first place?
Yep. So if I'm going to be honest, my friend, he's the one who's really into cardiovascular health. For me, my passion is ophthalmology. Mm-hmm. And when I saw a way to incorporate those eye exams into the blood pressure screenings and the screenings in general, that was kind of my big motivation to get involved. So that's how I got involved. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Speaking with Michael Meisel and Dr. Tim Miles, triangledac.org for more on the Triangle Disability Awareness Council. They're presenting this conversation. You've already, both of you, mentioned ongoing and upcoming initiatives. What is in the works beyond that that folks ought to know about?
This year marks the 30th anniversary of the ADA, so of the American Disabilities Act. And one of the things we're going to do on July the 28th is have a initiative around healthcare, which I'm not stealing his idea, but there's a lot that goes on in the healthcare field that impacts upon our rights for services. And it goes beyond HIPAA, it's just what your basic Bill of Rights are. And we want to educate the public and people with disabilities in particular about what they should know and how they're able to ask for the right accommodations. We don't want a person who's deaf going to the hospital and no interpreter, and no one can help them. Or in a lot of cases, we found that they'll take the child with the parent, the parent's deaf, the child will come with them. They'll make the child do the interpreting. That's not right because of the complexities of the medical information. Then second to that, as I mentioned earlier, we expanded our technology lab, which in our new offices at 2501 Homestead Road, office 103. We're there now and setting up the lab. And I envision the lab being a training ground for those young people like Mac, who couldn't be here today, who's one of our teachers, to get them the skills they need around communication and training and teaching. But most importantly, to help those veterans and seniors who have just become disabled and needing to know how to connect to the technology world. I mean, it's a vast world. It's continuously growing. And sometimes we can get cut out because technology is going so fast. So we do that. And then, like I said, teach people how to use software that speaks to you back, whereas you can do input as we already use with our cell phones when we're dictating stuff. So some people need to use that component to better communicate their needs in their homes and day-to-day living. And then I guess lastly, but most importantly, we'll be having our community outreach event in August. And August will be National Disability Awareness Employment Month. And we try to come together and talk about the kind of issues. So we need good volunteers, we need good board members, but we also need good ideas. We want to know what's happening with you and your community, what your needs are. And sometimes it's just simply calling it up and say, hey, have you thought about this topic? That's a tremendous help to what we're all trying to do to be connected and to stay connected. And I guess lastly, in October, we'll do our National Employment Awareness Initiative in terms of making employers more sensitive. I know we're in a difficult time, but some people are still being employed, which is a good thing. But our unemployment rate in North Carolina for people with disabilities alone is still 75%. Mm. And that's a huge number to have remained this long, considering what capabilities, and you knowing yourself, what people with disabilities can do. They're a viable part of the workforce, and they deserve to work as anybody else would want to work. And in that time frame, we'll probably acknowledge some business that's taken the effort to hire people with disabilities. And at that time, we also want to acknowledge that we had 3 winners of the Governor's Outstanding Volunteer Service Awards: Arthur Lechner, Wendy Donaldson Swade, and Charles A. Williams. This is the 12th year straight in a row we've had some winner.
Nice.
So I think Orange County should be proud to know that we're finding good volunteers and they're doing extraordinary things that runs past the requirements, some even doing as much as 300 hours of service within a year.
Wow. So for people who are listening to this and want to help or pitch in any way, what can people do and where can they go to find out?
First and foremost, you can go to info@trianglediac.org, or you can take up Triangle Disability Awareness in your Google search, and you'll find all our social media posts from Twitter to Facebook in particular. Yeah, go to Facebook and like us, for one. Share your comments. They can call our office at 919-245-4337, and I'm sure someone will get back with them as soon as possible about a volunteer opportunity, about sharing your ideas, about joining our council, because we need good, able people to help bring this issue to the forefront and continue making a difference. Some of the other things I should have mentioned was we need people to work on our website. We need people to create blogs. The social media platform is crucial, as we all know now, to where we can connect people. And I'm hoping that we can find good people. We have good people, but we always need more.
And then, Michael, same question to you. What's next for you? You've gotten that question once already. And what's ongoing, and how can folks help?
Yep. So for us, we're still pretty new. So we're still in the midst of filing for nonprofit status. So once that gets out of the way, We're hoping to present at some symposiums across the country, try and, again, increase that awareness. And then also, we recently partnered with a social worker down in Memphis, and we're working with her. We're going to try and develop some brochures, some pamphlets, with general tips and advice for people how to stay cardiovascular healthy and tailor it specifically to that region. So we're going to partner with organizations in the Memphis area, give them some sources that they can reach out to if they need help and stuff like that. And then we're also hoping of expanding to different organizations like the Triangle Disability Awareness Council. One of our friends who's on it goes to Vanderbilt University, so we're looking at some places in Nashville to partner with, same in Rhode Island, and we're just hoping to expand. And we're also, during these screenings, we're also taking some anonymized data to see if we can draw any conclusions, such as, do people who don't go to the doctor yearly, do they have higher blood pressure? Mm-hmm. So we're seeing if we can draw any conclusions, any insights, maybe publish something about that, and we'll see where it takes us.
How long has the campaign been active? You said 11 states. I figured this had been a few years at least, but no.
No, it's been a year. We've been working hard. Yeah, senior year.
A pandemic year, too. I mean, God.
Yep. I mean, we've had a lot of time at home. So me, my friends, we started senior year of high school, and we've just been grinding nonstop.
Wow. So people want to find out more about you. Where can they go?
So go to thecheck.org, thecheck.org.
thecheck.org.
And then if they want to reach out, we have a form on our website where they can reach out if they're interested in volunteering, any new ideas.
Again, thecheck.org. That's thecheck without the K.org. And triangledac.org for more on the Triangle Disability Awareness Council. Tim Miles, Michael Meisel, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.